أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. صدق الله العظيم.
Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, with His grace, with His generosity, with His special favor, people like us to people like us, weak people who physically are weak, and based on faith, faith-wise we are also weak. Allah ta'ala has given us such an environment. Allah has given us the ability, the tawfiq, to implement a great act of worship. Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah many times over. Today, the final fast is about to be completed. This is all Allah's fadl, His mercy. Otherwise, we are not worthy, and in reality we will find out, we all will find out, that even a little bit of hunger we will not be able to persevere after this. That if food takes even 30 minutes longer to prepare, half an hour, the person's mood goes off. If, for example, a little while you'll see that you're thirsty and there's no water available, then you'll feel a little bit sort of down, or you won't like it. If you're used to drinking tea, if you don't get the cup of tea on time, headache will come. And how we should be grateful to Allah's for Allah's rahmah, mercy. Allah Ta'ala, He gives us that want and He fulfills that want. Subhanallah, that if Allah has kept our nature so delicate, we are so delicate in nature, we have habits, we have desires. The stomach has needs, and our nafs, our desires, that we are so extremely weak with regards to all of the wants and desires we have in the world. But Allah Ta'ala has ordered, Allah has ordered that you, from morning, from dusk, from dawn to dusk, you cannot eat anything, drink anything, and you have to continue to live in the world and carry out your duties. Subhanallah. And we will realize tomorrow, even just now, that after breakfast tomorrow, if in the afternoon we don't get anything to eat, just in a few hours we lose consciousness. And after that, if we won't be satisfied. And then the evening meal, that should also be presented. And even then we need to eat something in the evening, late evening. So if the human being is so much in need, and this is his nature and his trait, and the order comes all day, not one day, 2 days, 30 days, you have to refrain from eating, from drinking. How could this have been possible? Tell me, how could this be possible? How can it be possible? But Allah Ta'ala has displayed the possibilities. He showed it to be possible. Alhamdulillah. And after all of this effort, we don't want Ramadan to depart, to go. We don't feel like it. We want it to continue. We'll seek those nights and those discussions and the worship actions and the deeds. What is this? This is Allah's rahmah, Allah's mercy. What is this? There's a great message hidden here, concealed here. This is what we call rahmah, Allah's mercy. That Allah Ta'ala, when He gives an order for something, most definitely we will feel that, oh, it's severe, etc. But this is a big lesson. This is the final lesson of Ramadan about taqwa. That Allah's ahkams and orders, to see them, apparently they look and seem to be severe or hard, but they're not hard, because nafs does not accept them. Our nafs, our desires, didn't accept the fast from the first day. How will you do this? How will you keep the fast? Observe it. But in front of Allah's order, the human being, he bows and submits. And that, oh, it becomes an acceptance. As Ibrahim alayhi salam, he was given the order to jump into the fire. And that fire, don't ask how severe and intense that fire was, that for a few hundred miles away the intensity of that fire was felt. And the time came, Ibrahim alayhi salam was being thrown into that fire. And Allah's order was, go into it. Now who can imagine that, oh, it's a burning fire, how can a person jump into it? But he implemented Allah's order, and that fire, whoever creates the fire, he can also make that fire cool. Cool. So Allah Ta'ala, لَا يُكَلِّفُ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا وُسْعَهَا. Allah Ta'ala doesn't place a burden on any individual. Just 30 days, this work and effort and toil and struggle, if we think about it, khair, even here, the country we're living in, it's a cooler climate. Ask those laborers who work in Saudi Arabia, in Qatar, in Middle East countries, they suffer in the heat, and they take the labor, the work, the daily paid workers, they're doing plumbing or different tradesmen, but the hukam is there. Yes, and their situation is more severe. And how do they get to the evening? They are extremely thirsty, but it's hukam, order of Allah. So here, a beautiful point that Allah Ta'ala has explained to us, and that's this, that I told you about the experience, but tomorrow we'll see that this is how we really are. Allah says that, but my every order is like this. Every order is like this of mine, Allah Ta'ala says. That there is nothing strict or severe behind my hukam, but it's your job to just move, make effort. You need to try and obey my order. Because wretched shaitan, why was he made into Iblis? Why was he called wretched, cursed? Although for hundreds of thousands of years he worshipped in the presence of Allah, to Allah. But just one point he put forward an excuse, that Allah Ta'ala's glory and kingdom, how can somebody, a creation, stand and challenge Allah? What strength does a person have? Allah says, yes, 30 days I've instructed you, fast for 30 days. 2 months, fast for 2 months. This is my order. But after giving the order, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He Himself makes that deed easy, soft, simple. We can then endure that. We can compare that this Ramadan and after Ramadan. You'll see the difference tomorrow. You will not be able to take the hunger, the thirst. You won't like to leave the tea. And if you want a coffee, cup of coffee and a chocolate or a cake, you'll feel like it. You'll want it. If you don't get something on time, you'll get a headache. You'll feel down. You'll feel weak. Yes, and look at the 30 days that we have then implemented the fast and then worship on top of that, and a wafil, sleeping less and less fulfillment of sleep, waking up for longer, very difficult. I think it was difficult that anybody will have slept the whole night or slept during the night. The women folk, how could they sleep in the night? They have to prepare the suhoor, the pre-dawn meal. So what was all this? This was a lesson Allah Ta'ala presented to us in Ramadan, that I've ordered you, I've instructed you, leave food and drink, and you completed that. So how with ease and comfort I allowed you to complete that, how I suppressed your desires, and what a light I instilled in you. You continued to practice, you didn't feel hungry, and so easily you completed the 30 days. So if one order of mine you've completed, and what I've given to you, a great reward I'm giving to you, that whatever made you, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, today you've become a muttaqi, subhanallah. Every man who is coming out of Ramadan, every person who comes out of this month, remember this. Every person who comes out of Ramadan, who has accepted and implemented Allah's order, who's implemented Allah just said, كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصَّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. Fasting has been ordained, made compulsory for you. That's the order. Instruction in Ramadan, whether you're weak and broken, whatever condition we did it in, and we worshipped Allah, Allah Ta'ala didn't give any sort of criteria, Allah just gave the order, fast. So whoever implemented this order of Allah, however weakly or like me, just pushed and shoved along and passed Ramadan, then I am also in that group of people Allah Ta'ala's ordered, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, that I have made you the muttaqi. so that you can become conscious of Allah. The Quran has given a good piece of news, glad tidings, that we become muttaqis, alhamdulillah. And all of the qualities of taqwa have been created inside us. We are all on each person to his own level. Allah today has made all of us muttaqis, alhamdulillah. Allah has completed his promise. La'allakum tattaquna, gave you the fast because I wanted to make you muttaqis. We took hold of the fast. Allah Ta'ala said, I gave it to you for this very reason, fasting. Like a person said, I gave you the keys to the car so that you drive the car. Yeah? So if you got the keys in your hand, so you'll drive the car. It's your car. Allah Ta'ala also says that I gave you fasting and you took hold of fasting and you've become a muttaqi. That's it. End of story. I'm not asking you for payback. Your fast wasn't of a good standard and it wasn't a high level fast. Allah Ta'ala says, no, you accepted my order. You cannot come to my standard ever anyway. But just for you to obey my order, that's the sign of taqwa. Allah has explained that. Ajeeb and unique point Allah Ta'ala is saying. Allah is saying that just complete the number of days. And just mention Allah's greatness. Just do that and you obey my order. I will give you the ajr, the reward. Allahu Akbar. That's all we have to do. Just complete the days. Allah says, all you need to do is complete the days of fasting and you praise me, glorify me. This is the condition. That's it. That's the soul of this fast, as I explained before. Three things Allah Ta'ala ordered us, instructed us. Remember this, that Ramadan has given us something. Yes, the special gift to the muttaqis, and three things Ramadan is giving to us. Remember this. Remember this. Don't leave these. Ramadan has granted this to us. Never leave these three things. As long as they remain in your life, then that seal and stamp of taqwa Allah Ta'ala is applied today. Believe me, until death, that stamp will remain in place. The seal of approval. If we've left these three things, that this moment of time, Ramadan has given us to us as muttaqis, we need to continue these. So I told you in the first hadith, this is the real basis of Ramadan to become a muttaqi, the few qualities that I mentioned and we discussed. Now these qualities we need to keep with us and continue in our life, and then that stamp of approval has been applied. Totally, we don't need to have an inferiority complex of we were this or we're better than us. No, Allah's made us the muttaqi. Yes, Allah's rewards have descended, and tonight, this night is the Shabbat Jaiza, the night of Jaiza. This night is the summary, the essence, the crux of the month of Ramadan. This is so valuable, the night of Eid al-Fitr. In reality, if you hear the hadith, it seems as if all of the Laylatul Qadrs we have passed through in Ramadan, they all look inferior in front of the night of Eid. Subhanallah. Tonight, the night of Eid is the night of reward. Yes, remember this. That the whole day a person works, he toils, and the best time is when it's pay time, payday, the time for payment, because that's when he's achieving his objective. He's happy that time, he forgets, I worked so hard, I lost sleep, I toiled, I sweated, I broke my back all day long, I had to pick up all the burdens. He forgets that time when the employer, the boss, takes the envelope and gives him the notes, the cash. Comes into the hand and his palm is crossed with silver. He forgets that hardship he's gone through. So tonight, as Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu stated, the night of Eid al-Fitr is the night of Jaiza, is the night of reward. Today, tonight, Allah Ta'ala wants to reward the muttaqis in such a reward that all the jinn and the human beings, all of creation, hears the reward of tonight. Listen, this is not the night for laziness. Has it ever been that there's a man? Has it ever been? That, for example, the angels were asked, Allah Ta'ala asked the angels that these people, these humans, for example, when a worker, when a laborer, when he works, after that, Allah Ta'ala says that after working, after sweating, toiling, he is given the reward, isn't it? And the angels say, yes, our master, our Lord, the worker, the laborer, he gets his right that's due to him. Allah Rabbi Jalil says, the angels bear witness that today, these people who worked for me, who toiled and struggled for me, I want to give them thawab, now reward. I want to give them their pay, their reward that is due, their right. What is that? That totally, I want to free them from the sins. I want to forgive them. and whether somebody's fast was accepted or not, we made a mistake, I did this, or my fast was like this, all of that, Allah Ta'ala wipes that away, Allah says, no problem, bear witness, my angels, bear witness tonight, this is the night of Jaiz, the night of reward, the night of reward, today we will get the payment, we will get rewarded, we will get granted, SubhanAllah, how much will we get granted? How much awarded? SubhanAllah, beautiful hadith. It is stated, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we've heard, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every night, and even in the day, so many people, every day, every night, so many people are freed from the fire of Jahannam, Allah ta'ala would forgive them. In the hundreds of thousands, in the millions, we cannot count how many people until today will have accumulated that forgiveness and the freedom from Jahannam. So tonight, how many? Allah says, the amount of people during Ramadan that I freed from hell, tonight, in this night, the night of Eid al-Fitr, in this one night, I will free the same equivalent, the same number than I freed throughout Ramadan from the fire of Jahannam. Allahu Akbar, Allah is greatest. As it is, all of those of during Ramadan, days and nights, one side, and tonight, that same number of people equivalent will be freed from Jahannam. Allah is so happy with human beings. What have we done? Allah gave us the power. Otherwise, we didn't have the ability to do all of what we did. That subhanAllah, Allah Ta'ala's love for His creation is more than hundreds of thousands of mothers' loves combined. Allah wanted to check in the beginning. I don't want him to be afraid. Does he step back, turn back? But those who have yaqeen and certainty, they say, oh, it doesn't matter. We'll see what happens. Okay, we'll keep the fast. We're not worried. They jump into Ramadan. With ease, Allah Ta'ala completes the month for them. They don't even realize that in the evening, they're breaking the fast. The day passes so smoothly, efficiently. So they're few things. Point number one, all Allah Ta'ala's ahkams are in the same way. Allah has given us a life during Ramadan. Taqwa has come to us. Alhamdulillah has given us sabak, a lesson. You've become muttaqis. Don't fear now from my orders, instructions. Whatever I tell you to stop, stop, refrain, cease. And I will fulfill my promise to you. Whatever I obey you to do, implement that. Implement that. Don't refrain. Don't stop. If you can do this for 30 days, you followed my orders and stopped eating, drinking, then live the rest of your life like this. Was I not with you? You stayed hungry, didn't you? Allah says, I was with you, my assistance was with you. If you could do that, then tomorrow do the same, Allah says. Live your life, take fasting out, and the rest of your life, implement, you go to work, you have a sandwich box, a packed lunch box, and you have a purse, a wallet, and inside your handbag, you've got toffees, or you've got chocolates. After 2 hours, I have to drink the coffee and have the chocolate, because I'll get headaches. Allah, not with you, but this was Allah's order. Allah's instruction, when Allah Ta'ala instructs, then Allah Ta'ala prepares. Allah takes the hunger away from us, the desires away from us, and Allah gives us, you know, the sleepiness goes away. Allah Ta'ala allows the time to be completed. Allah gives the hukam, and He allows us to implement it, execute it. This is the lesson. Remember this. This, keep this as the principle for the rest of your life. That don't be afraid of Allah's orders. Don't fear. Don't shake. Don't shudder. Allah says, order. Allah orders. Observe parda, hijab. Then observe it. Women, stay at home. Stay at home. Sit at home. Oh men, do the Sharia action. Do the action. And he who submits, yes, that's fine. And he who shakes and falls, he is not the fasting person. The person who's afraid, doesn't keep the fast. No, I can't keep the fast. It affects me negatively. And I get ill. I've seen people who, seriously, they, for example, their patients, diabetes patients, they take the injections, insulin, but they kept the fast. And he had to break the fast, but he didn't. He didn't want to. He said, I'm going to complete this fast. And he did it. He had that drive, that determination, the willpower. He's a diabetic. Allah says, it's me who enables you, allows you, permits you. So when you stand for me, then I complete all your requirements and desires and needs, and then I let you complete all the tasks. Allah said, I announce to the angels, to all the creation is listening, that bear witness, O angels, I'm making you the witnesses that these fasts and the ajr, the reward, I want to forgive all of their sins due to their actions. I want to forgive all of their sins. SubhanAllah. Allah says that I swear by my honor, my glory, my magnificence. Ask from me today. You're ill. Ask from me. You fasted for me. You worshipped for me. Today, whatever you ask, I'll give to you. Allah says, I swear by my izzah, my jalal, that just like you protected and persevered through my orders. Allah says, I swear by my magnificence, my glory, my honor, that as long as you continue to fulfill my orders, I will continue to put the veil between your sins and yourself, and I will continue to forgive you and forgive you and grant you refuge. Subhanallah. As long as you implement my orders, my hakams during your life, as Allah says, I swear by my honor, my glory, my magnificence, my brilliance, I will continue to forgive you. This is not the story for 30 days, my brothers. As long as we're alive, this is the story that Allah Ta'ala has laid out in front of us. Allah Ta'ala has removed the fear, the grief. Yes, the jinn, the big jinn has come out. Allah's exercised that jinn. Expelled it. Oh, it's too hard to fast. This is too far to practice this and do this. How will I do this? Allah has made everything possible. 30 days we've stayed awake during the nights. Allah says pray. We can't even pray normal rakahs. Allah says pray 20 rakah. Quran has been heard. 10 Quran completed. 15 Qurans have been completed by people. Recited. Yes. And from here, has Abdul Dua, my Quran's been completed. I've recited the Quran. And the message is coming that do dua for us. And who's enabling this? Allah Ta'ala says, I swear by my honor and my jalal and my glory, as long as you continue to implement my orders, then I will forgive your sins and your errors. I will put the veil between your sins and you and others. Subhanallah. I will hide your sins, conceal your sins. I'll protect you. And remember, you implemented this order. Listen to another enjoyment of muttaqis, that when you'll depart this world, I will say myself that I am pleased with you. Allahu Akbar. And Allah says, I will give you the message, the seal of my pleasure. The approval in writing, the angels will rejoice when they hear this. What a nation. Allah Ta'ala Himself ordered them to practice, enabled them to practice, and they're just taking the reward. They're taking all of the spoils. Remember what these points that we need to remember for the rest of our life. And that Allah Ta'ala gave us the opportunity to become muttaqis in Ramadan. Allah has given us three gifts of Ramadan. Number one, La ilaha illallah, nastaghfiruka wa nas'aluka al-jannata wa na'udhubika minan nar. This is the seal of approval, the certificate that we, the fasting people, the muttaqis, are getting. Because you got taqwa, you become muttaqis, here's your certificate, and this is written on this certificate. La ilaha illallah, nastaghfirullah. This is the dua of Ramadan. Allah's Nabi has explained to us in the beginning, Ramadan has come, and this is the soul of Ramadan. Number one, what is this? Dhikrullah. This is the message of Ramadan. Dhikrullah. What is it in life? Dhikrullah. The most important thing for a person. That's it. Today, the stamp of taqwa has been applied. I've got total yakin. Rather, I'll swear with Allah Ta'ala's rahmah. Because Allah says, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, that if you've kept the fasts, then I will make you the muttaqis. That's it. Remember this. Allah has given us fasting for this. Allahu Akbar. Not that you want to be, for you to remain hungry, etc. Allah said, you kept the fast. I won't ask you, was your fast like this? You were weak and you were this and that. You didn't complete the fast. Allah will not ask anything. No, you kept the fast. My second promise was that I want to make you the muttaqi. And you observed the fast, I've made you a muttaqi. Now you will get the reward. Now you want to stay a muttaqi until your death. And when that final call will come, that just after keeping the fast, you've left Ramadan as a muttaqi. Tonight I will announce, Allah says, that I am pleased with these people. Subhanallah. I've forgiven their sins and their errors. They've become my beloved servants. And how? I swear by my honor and my jalal and my glory and my power, all of the nights of Ramadan, the amount of people I forgave in Ramadan, more than that I will forgive tonight the people. Subhanallah. The muttaqis. Now, we need to take this message. Allah says, do three actions in your life. Until your death, you will remain as a muttaqi. Number one, dhikrullah. Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah. Nastaghfiruka. La ilaha illallah is what? Remember Allah. Subhanallah. That's number one. La ilaha illallah. Nastaghfiruka. And secondly, what is it we've been told? Subhanallah, that you are my servants. Subhanallah, nafs is with you. Shaitan is with you. Your desires are they attached to you. Shaitan is attached to you. When you're sat with a friend of Allah, you're clean and pure. When you leave his gathering, then shaitan and nafs start to attack you and influence you. And the heart fluctuates. Allah Ta'ala says, I know your reality of your life. Allah is not asking us to promise that we will never ever sin again. No, Allah Ta'ala hasn't taken this promise from us after becoming muttaqis. No. Allah Ta'ala said, no, this is not the case. The second promise, the first one is to remember Allah. And secondly, to do istighfar, that whenever your nafs, your desires and shaitan distract you and make you commit a mistake, don't delay. Astaghfirullah. Immediately submit to Allah and ask Allah for forgiveness. For example, if there's a person going and he's done tawbah, then he sees a girl, makes a mistake, then what should he do? He should stand there, straightway do tawbah. Allah, I'm very sorry. What have I done? I've made a mistake. Allah, forgive me. Allah Ta'ala, forgive me. 3 times recite istighfar, Allah Ta'ala will forgive. Because we've done sincere tawbah. So this is a temporary mistake. This is a stumble. Allah Ta'ala says, I will conceal your faults, your sins. So this is where Allah Ta'ala conceals and hides the sins. That you've done tawbah, you've become muttaqis, and you've taken taqwa in your life. Say, Subhanallah. What a great happiness. This is the celebration of Eid. This is Eid. Celebrating Eid. What a beautiful death us people will have. Alhamdulillah. This is our Eid tomorrow. That tonight Allah Ta'ala will announce. So first action to continue till death, dhikr. The first lesson on Ramadan. Number 2, if we make a mistake again, immediately repent to Allah, do istighfar, now I'll go home and do tawbah, afterwards I'll do tawbah. No. Soon as you stand and do tawbah, and do istighfar, if it's a minor sin, big sin, immediately repent. If you swear to somebody, repent straight away. Ask him forgiveness. And when you come back, you've got anger, you can write it down. If by mistake you argue or quarrel with somebody, ask for forgiveness straight away. If you delay this, then shaitan is very strong. Very strong. What does this mean? What strength does he have? Is that he has evil powers. Evil and negative powers. Dirty powers. You know, you say, oh, he's a dirty person. Evil person. And he, for example, gives curses to people. Dirty. You know, they're not powerful. It's dirt. It's evil. Shaitani power. Shaitan's power is dirty. Impure. Yes. But the real power is full of light and noor. So when you have done dhikr of Allah and you do istighfar after committing any other sin, then shaitan's strength is broken. If you don't do that and you don't repent immediately, then he'll strengthen your sin. Remember this, la ilaha illallah. Dhikr in life we need to establish. Nastaghfirullah. And do istighfar to Allah straight away, tawbah, immediately. And we are asking Allah to enter us into paradise and to save us from hell. The Ramadan has given us this lesson. Allah says, your destination is Jannah. And what do you need to be saved from? From hellfire. You need to be saved from hellfire. Our destination is paradise. And we need to be saved from hell. So what does this mean? That good deeds, we need to run after good deeds. We need to bring paradise action into our lives. Don't consider them mine. If you see on the way, on route, there's something dirty, an obstacle, immediately, was this the path of Jannah we're going towards? So you take that obstacle and put it to the other side of the road or pavement. You won't just get Jannah paradise in the masjid or on prayer mats. These is the path of Jannah. This way means that every second in life, wherever you are, do an action that will take you closer, draw you nearer to paradise. Any so-called small good deed, no good deed is minor, because it's taking you towards paradise. To speak nicely with somebody, to smile, to gift somebody something, to love somebody, to give somebody water to drink, to serve somebody, assist somebody. These are great actions, to serve somebody. Yes, to heal a broken heart, to pray for somebody. These are good actions. Third thing, نَسَلُكَ الْجَنَّةَ. Always ask for Jannah. نَسَلُكَ الْجَنَّةَ. وَنَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنَ النَّارِ. Do good deeds, request paradise, and seek refuge, protection from hellfire, to keep yourself distant from hell, that you need to save yourself from Allah's disobedience. This is the formula. Do good deeds to get paradise, and run away from sins to be safe from hell. So dhikr, number 1. Number 2, tawbah, straight away after committing a sin. And thirdly, always worried about doing good deeds and to be afraid of hell by running away from the sins. Never even put a hand towards sin. Consider, yeah, if I do this sin, immediately I'll go into Jahannam. I need to be saved from this. And I need to be saved from Jahannam. I need to do good deeds. Then what will happen? That when you do good deeds, you'll be saved from the sins. Then what will you be doing? You will be going towards paradise and you'll be running away from hell. Alhamdulillah. So what we realize, that every moment a person should be trying his best to leave the sins. Save himself from sins. Allah Ta'ala states that I have made you the muttaqi in Ramadan. You've implemented my orders. Is that it? Were you muttaqis for the duration of Ramadan? If after Ramadan death comes then. So we need to continue this practice. Don't leave number one, dhikrullah. Number two, with the fadl of Allah, with Allah's mercy, with Allah's reward. Otherwise we had no strength morning to evening to do dhikr of Allah in Ramadan. We could not achieve that. Allah Ta'ala allowed us to achieve that. Allah Ta'ala's permission and tawfiq and His grace. So if today we make niyyah that Allah, you've given me dhikr, 30 days you've made me practice doing dhikr, so we should continue. There are two ways of doing dhikr of Allah. Two ways. The best method to do dhikr is that you should go to a teacher of dhikr. Fas'alu ahlu dhikr. The Quran instructs, in kuntum la ta'lamun, that you don't know. If you're not aware how to do dhikr, fas'alu ahlu dhikr, then connect yourself to a master of dhikr and learn from him. Yes, go to a master of dhikr, the people of dhikr. Allah said, I've created them to guide you. Allah Ta'ala has created people to guide us. For example, if there's a masala, Allah has created muftis and alim scholars. Allah Ta'ala has created the resources for us. They explain to us, do this, do that. The moon's come out, the moon set, the moon has risen. Who tells us? Fasalu ahl dhikr. These are the people, the scholars. The scholars who solve our everyday questions in the same way, Allah's path. Those who teach the name of Allah, the mashaykh, the sheikhs. Fasalu ahl dhikr. Allah says, you don't know this. You don't have this knowledge. You say, if you sit down to do dhikr yourself, okay, everything is dhikr. But if you want to do the essence of dhikr, which will protect us and strengthen our taqwa and iman and will maintain our taqwa, inshallah, show us another Ramadan, and it will keep us as muttaqis until then, it will be dhikrullah. Dhikr of Allah. So for this, to learn dhikr, you have to seek a friend of Allah, wali Allah. Who is a wali Allah? Listen to this. As Aisha Sadiqa radiallahu ta'ala asked, Ya Prophet of Allah, that who are those who are the people of Allah? How do we know if somebody is pious and good? Who should we go to? Everybody will say, I'm pious and good. So the solution was given to us, the Prophet of Allah, as long as I know and remember this hadith. Then Rasulullah explained to us, Aisha, that the friend of Allah, the person who is pious, if you see him, you remember Allah. Say Subhanallah. You don't remember money or dunya or business. What do you remember? When you see, you remember Allah. When you see the wali Allah, Subhanallah, because all they have is dhikr. The remembrance of Allah. The objective of going to them is to learn dhikr. After him, you shouldn't ask for anything. Just say, Hazrat, teach me dhikr, please. Yes, when this statement comes from your tongue, when you go to the majlis, the Hazrat Sahib, please teach me dhikr so I can learn dhikr. Alhamdulillah, the whole of Ramadan, especially women folk, many phone calls came, many communication messages came, because the males also called, but for example, the males cannot be given dhikr on the phone, they have to be given dhikr in person. But the women folk, the females, they have this resource. They are behind the parda, behind hijab. They sat at home. Allah has given them that facility that over the phone, dhikr can be prescribed to them. So what a great thing. Such good women learned dhikr during Ramadan. When I saw that how thirsty they were for the deen, Allah's fadl and grace, Allah put this in my heart. And Allah Ta'ala wanted this. Allah wanted to benefit His creation in Ramadan. Many women became dhakir. Many women. Various women, not just in America, Australia, I don't know where, from where, women folk, alhamdulillah, Ohio and other places. I'm a student of geography and geology. And even I was surprised that I don't even know the names of those countries, even though I'm a master of this subject. But such places people call from, night and day. Yes, it was light, subhanallah. The court has this, I want to learn dhikr. I'm in America in this state. I'm in Africa in this country. We don't know what is dhikr. Teach us, please. Subhanallah. Yes, once such a phone call came from some state in India. I heard, I didn't even know the name of that state, that locality. And that person was crying. He was crying. Night time. I said, how do you come to call me? He said, Hazrat. I said, how come you got the phone call from India? People with pain. He said, Hazrat, and his statement, it was difficult to understand his dialect. He said, Hazrat, I did dua to Allah that I want to learn your dhikr, and I don't know how I came across your site on my phone. So I pressed the button, and it was written that whoever wants to learn dhikr, contact. So I called you, phoned you. Subhanallah, I started to cry. I said, what do you do? He said, that I'm a tailor. I make clothes. I stitch clothes. And I can't remember his name. Qasim Nanotwi's city. He lived from in that city, as a Qasim Nanotwi sub city. And he was living in that locality, subhanAllah. And look how the dhikr is reaching there, Hazrat Sahib's dhikr. Gave him dhikr on Lataif. He was rejoicing. He said, today, after 70 years, after 60 years, today my life has been made. He said, I have a friend of mine told me, I said, who is he? He named a village. Some village there, I can't remember that. I said, what does he do? He's a person, he's like a caretaker. Caretaker is a poor man. He's a messenger, like a messenger, a caretaker. And he mentioned, and he told me about your dhikr. I said, how did the name get to him? So what I'm trying to say is the fasalu ahlu dhikr, that this is the best way, is that when you are seeking somebody to learn dhikr, the friends of Allah, they prescribe dhikr. And the sign is what? Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi said, that the friends of Allah are those that when you see them, you remember Allah. Those who teach dhikr, number two, as Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala said, number two, the sign number two of a friend of Allah is that they adhere to the sunnah. They are 100% implementing their lifestyle and mannerism is the sunnah. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's lifestyle is their lifestyle. They don't take shortcuts and discard things. When you sit with them, you will learn the sunnah. You will learn how to follow the sunnah. And the good people, that subhanAllah, this will go through their generations. Yes? The number three has been explained, that in their gathering, when you attend their gathering, the majalis, just like you are sat in the majalis throughout the whole of Ramadan, when you sit in their gathering, then you will, mashallah, learn knowledge from them and depart. Without knowledge, you will not depart. You will learn ilm, and you will have desire that I need to do this action. As I explained to you, you'll have that desire, that determination, that light will come to you, that flame, when you have the intention, just like the yesterday's bayan. So this is the gathering of the friend of Allah, that automatically a person creates an intention and determination. Sometimes gatherings make intention, do this, who's making intention, who's made the intention, who's going to do this, you have to call out and request. But in the friend of Allah's gathering, automatically a person sitting automatically makes intention, I'm not going to do any sins from today, I've made mistakes, Hazrat Sahib, I need to learn from them. There, automatically a person makes intention, and in the other gathering, you have to force people to make the gathering. Look at the difference, say subhanAllah. What a difference from between the two places. Yes, otherwise people go there as well. We have to force people, push them, make intention quickly, enlist your name, write your name here. Allah Ta'ala's gathering, the gathering of Allah, the friend of Allah, the wali Allah, a person sits and makes an intention. I have total hope in Allah, that Allah Ta'ala established these gatherings, and various people made intention during the gatherings. Okay, I don't want to do sins anymore, I'll leave the sins. Automatically they make the intention. So this is the sign, that this is the sign where you will get the dhikr qalbi. The rest is up to us. Were visions and dreams. I went, he tells me the hal of my heart, and I saw his face. He sees the face of people, he tells people they're thinking. He's a very high status. This is not the standard of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ahlul dhikr, this is not their standard. As soon as they see, subhanAllah, for example, they see your face, they tell you what you're thinking, they tell you what's in your heart, they solve your problems, he takes jinns out, and you say something, he says you this, and my business started to flourish, and this and that. This is not what happens in the gathering of a wali Allah. These are not the deeds. The three things you will see, these three things, Allahu Akbar. The signs, when you see the wali Allah, you remember Allah. When you see the friend of Allah, he reminds you of Allah. Number one, that is, sign number one. When you go to the gathering, your knowledge increases. And when you leave the gathering, you want to do amal. Yes, the passion arouses. It strengthens, increases. This is the sign of the friend of Allah. These are the things Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has explained to us, the signs. So there, learn dhikr from a master of dhikr. When you learn dhikr, tawbah will come, fear will come to you. Dhikr is the first thing. And then the preparation will start. All the actions of Jannah you will do, and you will leave and shun the actions leading to Jahannam. These are the three things we need to hold on for the rest of life. Learn dhikr and be habitual in doing tawbah, repenting. And number three, do the actions of paradise and leave the actions that lead to hell. Not small, big. Oh no, today we'll watch TV. What difference does it make? Finished, Jahannam. That's it. Gone into hell. Oh, it's okay, these are nice pictures. Jahannam. That's it. No, there's nothing blocking the path to Jahannam. So these three things, if you observe, then today Allah Ta'ala has given us the reward. Then what is it? Muttaqi, the reward, the certificate, the stamp of approval, the seal permanently will be recorded. Allah's radha, Allah's pleasure. So tonight, with regards to tonight, we need to listen again. That this is the night of reward. And we are getting the reward tonight for Ramadan. So will you leave Ramadan without getting the reward? Tell me, which labor is it? He works all day long, he sweats. Allah said, angels have given tonight. They say, Labbaik Allah, we are present. Allah says, tell me that the worker, the laborer who works, that when he completes his work, then should he not be rewarded? The angels say, yes Allah, he should get rewarded. So if the labor runs off, then who's going to be paid if the work himself runs away? So we are the workers, we've worked, we shouldn't run away in this night, my friends. And I am trusting that it's very easy for us. Allah Ta'ala will make it easy. What do we need to do tonight? Not too much mujahidah, not much effort, but big reward. What a great reward. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stated that tonight, on the night of Eid, the person who does dhikr of Allah and who remembers Allah in his heart, who makes his heart alive to the dhikr of Allah, who revives his heart to the dhikr of Allah, then his heart will not be dead on that day when all the other hearts will be dead. In other words, forever his heart will remain alive. His heart will not be dead on that day when all of the other hearts will be dead. That is the time that will come when a person will pass away and the phases after that. At that time, the person's heart will be alive, will be a dhakir. His heart will say, Allah, 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 Allah. He'll be beating that. If the person tonight who establishes and maintains dhikr of Allah, subhanAllah, if you've learnt it, great thing. But you have to have someone to teach, it's very difficult. Yes, there will be a fortunate woman. Maybe if she was fortunate, she will phone somebody tonight. The men folk, yes, they're all worried about corona and they sat inside. And we did not value the good things at that time when we sat and Allah used to call out, come learn dhikr. No. Today everyone sat inside and now you've got the desire. 100 men today you are waiting on the phone to learn dhikr. Where were you at that time? Where were you that time when every day in the night he used to call out, come learn the dhikr of Allah, come in this masjid, come down that masjid, or in that masjid. Yes, we used to go to the masjids, to the localities, invite to dhikr. And where have 100 men come from now in the list? Who are these people who want to learn dhikr now? Tell me. Tonight we'll be sat in a majlis, subhanAllah. Our majlis would be taking place in a masjid somewhere, isn't it? And I would announce and call out everyone in the world, we'd call out, learn dhikr. But tonight this is the reward, the person who has revived his heart with dhikr. That day when the people's hearts will be dead, at that time his heart will be alive. What is that? In other words, the person who learned dhikr and does dhikr today, even after death, he's the dhakir and he'll stand with the dhakirin. The dhakirin's maqam is the highest in the hereafter. Let me tell you this. The dhakirin, the maqam is the greatest, the highest in the hereafter on the plane of resurrection. I tell you this, the hadith always, there will be the plane of resurrection. And you all know that what will be the plane of resurrection, how severe it will be. I won't go down that road. You all know. It's so severe, challenging time. But there will be people, their faces shining and sat on glowing seats. And the seats of thrones of jewels and pearls, and their faces will be shining like the moon on the 14th night. They'll be sat there happy, at ease on the plane of resurrection. I'm talking about the plane of resurrection. Not a holiday camp. Where people will not be awake. They'll be in extreme difficulty. And there'll be a group of people sat on thrones of pearls and jewels and misk and amber. Will be the fragrance coming from their seats and their faces will be shining. Those men and women like the moon on the 14th. Everyone on the day of resurrection will be looking at them in awe and envy. Are these the prophets? Are they shuhada? Who are these people? What deed did they do that? They say Allah will call out. No. These are those people who in the masjids used to sit and used to do the dhikr of Allah. They used to enjoy your life. They used to wake up in the night and remember Allah. Look, today I'm showing you the maqam. Didn't I say the maqam, the dhakirin in the hereafter? I'll show you their status. That what is their respect in the world and in the hereafter, what is their respect, their honor. Who are the honorable people? The hadith states, Allah says, I'll tell you the honorable people in the hereafter. These are those people who used to do the dhikr of Allah, these men and women. So today, how will we say, Corona, you know, come and learn dhikr, and 100 men is standing, waiting, but nobody. Are the masjids open? Go, learn the dhikr of Allah. Go to the masjid, locked. This is our non-appreciation. No qadr, no value. Yes, the khanqahs are closed. People come out of the khanqahs, they don't appreciate. Everyone's playing games at that time. Playing games and wasting time. what a great ni'mah we have lost out from. Allah Ta'ala has taken the ni'mah from us. SubhanAllah, Quran is present. We cannot recite, read the tarawis, pray tarawis. The Quran is present. We cannot hear the tarawis. The person who, to give the dhikr is present. The shaykh is present. But we cannot take dhikr from him and he cannot give dhikr. This is the punishment. Allah says, this is inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajun. This is how Allah Ta'ala takes his rewards from the people. So my brothers, tonight don't waste the night. It's a great, valuable night. The rewards will be given. Number two, the heart will be alive. Tonight sit and do dhikr of Allah. And when you break fast, pray Isha and Jama'ah. According to Habib, you can't go to the masjid, do Jama'ah congregation. I'm lazim to do Jama'ah. Essential, okay? And then go to sleep. Wake up. Like you used to get up for tahajjud. Wake up. Wake up for tahajjud. And after waking up, do ibadah. And pray 2-4 rakah nafil, tahajjud. And after that, our program, as we have advertised, joined the dhikr on the site, we have advertised, announced, beautiful program we've made. The whole reward you'll get. And according to that program, you should commemorate your morning, celebrate your morning. A summarized program. Those who cannot go to pray Eid, they will get the whole reward of Eid. They will get more reward than that Allah Ta'ala will give and grant and bestow. So what is that? Read that on our site. You can read the program, the Eid program, so that you don't waste your morning tomorrow. And just a short program and read how you can get the thawab for Eid. And you'll get Laylatul Qadr. So you'll also get the night of Jaizah, the night of reward. You've attained the night of power. You'll get the night of reward tonight. And you will attain all of the rewards. May Allah Ta'ala. Let's do dua. Allah Ta'ala, these majalis that we had during Ramadan, 30 days, with your fadl, with your grace, with your mercy. I didn't have the capability, you didn't have the capability. All Allah Ta'ala's fadl and His grace and mercy, that Allah Ta'ala allowed us to work and struggle. Allah made us do dhikr. Allah seated us down. We should be grateful to Allah. We're so grateful to you, so grateful. There's no limit. The rewards of dhikr you give to us. That one Durood Sharif value we cannot repay Allah. That we sat in the majlis and recited the Durood Sharif once in Ramadan. We cannot even repay that favor on the day of Qiyamah. That's the reward of the Durood. My brothers, this is not some small thing Allah has made us do. Everything else you've done, you've recited, prayed, night, day, what you've done, fajr, evening, what have you done, that's great. But remember this point, that one Durood Sharif, and we have recited many Durood Sharifs. One Durood Sharif to recite it, you cannot imagine the greatness. Inna Allah wa malaikatu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuha ladheena amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. This is that action that we cannot understand. I pray salah. I read Quran. Allah Ta'ala says that I don't do any of these. Allah says, me also I send durood upon my beloved Habib. And when all the creation sees me, the angels, millions, billions, trillions of angels, they also start to recite durood. Allah says, me, my angels recite durood. The whole of universe of creation recite durood. And you, ghafil people, ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, Allah says, you also recite the durood. You should also recite durood. If I'm reciting durood, you should. Okay, I remind you. You should also read durood. Inna Allah wa malaikatu yusalluna ala nabi. Allah says, if I send durood and the angels send durood, the sallu alayhi sallimu taslim. Allah says, you also recite durood and send durood salat wa salam. What a great word. Allah is allowing us, permitting us to recite durood. We can imagine the word of one and we recite many in dhikr during our dhikr gatherings. Dhakir shakir is a great status. So for this, Allah's rewards are great indeed. My brothers, don't waste tonight. Don't waste tonight. Do all these deeds. In the morning, the program that I've prescribed, join the gathering of dhikr after that. It's a short program, concise, you'll understand what to do. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. And may Allah Ta'ala maintain and continue this, the gatherings, the times will change. By morning and evening, if Allah allows, we'll do it. With Allah's fadl, we'll do this. I can't do this, nor can you do it. So establish this, maintain this. May Allah Ta'ala make us muttaqis. Let's do dua to Allah that we can depart Ramadan as with taqwa. Wa akhru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Allahumma
اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو يا كريم يا كريم يا كريم يا الله يا رحمن يا رحيم يا غفار میرے مولا شکر ہے شکر ہے کروڑوں بار شکر ہے میرے مولا یا اللہ نہ زبان ہے ہمارے پاس تیرے شکر ادا کر سکیں یا اللہ تو نے ہمیں رمضان نصیب فرمایا رمضان کے روزے نصیب فرمائے یا اللہ تو نے عبادات نصیب فرمائی اے میرے مولا تو نے قرآن پڑھنا نصیب فرمایا قیام نصیب فرمائے سجدے نصیب فرمائے یا اللہ تیرے دربار میں ہاتھ اٹھانا ہمیں سکھایا یا اللہ ہمیں مانگنے کی توفیق نصیب فرمائی یا اللہ ہمیں دعاؤں التجاؤں کی توفیق نصیب فرمائی یا اللہ ہمیں رونے کی توفیق نصیب فرمائی یا اللہ تجھ سے مانگنے کے ہمیں آداب سکھائے یا اللہ راتوں گڑ کے تجھ سے مانگنے کی ہمیں توفیق نصیب ہوئی یا اللہ سجدوں پر بیٹھ کے میرے مولا تیرے سامنے ہاتھ اٹھا کے دعائیں مانگنے توفیق نصیب ہوئی یہ تیرا فضل ہے تیرا کرم ہے میرے مولا کیسے کیسے انعامات سے تمہیں نوازا ہے میرے مولا یا اللہ تو کیسا کرم کرنے والا ہے کیسا فضل کرنے والا ہے اپنے بندوں پر یا اللہ ہم تو چناؤں کے اندر ڈوبے ہوئے تھے میرے مولا جہنم کی آگ میں اپنے آپ کو جلائے ہوئے تھے یا کریں ہماری زندگی مسلسل جانے میں کفر اور شرک میں ڈوبی ہوئی تھی میرے مولا تیرے فضل و کرم سے میرا مولا یا اللہ ایسے حالات میں جب تیرا عذاب چاروں طرف اٹھائے ہوئے ہیں میرے مولا تو نے اپنے فضل سے رحمت کے ساتھ فضل کے ساتھ کرم کے ساتھ نعمت کے ساتھ اپنی عبادت ہمیں نصیب فرمائی بلاؤں سے بچایا طوفانوں سے بچایا بیماریوں سے بچایا پریشانیوں سے بچایا اے میرے مولا اور تو نے ہمیں اس پر استقامت عطا فرمائی یا اللہ ہماری عبادت کو آسان فرمایا یا اللہ تیرا کس طرح شکر ادا کر سکیں ہمارے پاس تو کچھ بھی ادا کرنے کی زبان ہی نہیں میرے مولا لفظ ہی نہیں بس وہی الفاظ تیرے حبیب سے سنے شکر ادا کرنے کے تیرے شان شان گوئی ہو سکتے ہیں اور ہم دل کے ساتھ کہتے ہیں الحمدللہ 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 تمام تعریفیں تیرے لیے میرے مولا یا کریم تو اپنے فضل کرم سے ان انعامات کو جاری رکھنا ہماری زندگی میں جو بھی دعائیں ہم نے مانگیں میرے مولا اپنے لیے اپنی اولادوں کے لیے اپنی بیماروں کے لیے اپنے ساتھیوں کے لیے اپنے مرحومین کے لیے اپنے رشتے داروں کے لیے پوری امت کے لیے میرے مولا جو یہ دعائیں مانگیں اپنے بال کے ان کو قبول فرما لینا یا اللہ اس ٹوٹی پھوٹی عبادت کو قبول فرما لینا اے میرے مولا تو ہماری حاجات کو جانتا ہے ہم حاجات پہ بہت جلدی پریشان ہو جاتے ہیں اپنی بیماریوں سے بہت جلدی گھبرا جاتے ہیں میرے مولا یا اللہ ہم تیری رحم کی طرف نہیں جھکتے یا اللہ تیری رحمت کی طرف نہیں جاتے ہر چیز میں جو تو نے ہمیں دیتا ہے میرے مولا ہمیں رکھتی مشکل ہے ایک اس میں تیری حکمتوں سے بھری حکمتوں سے بھری ہوتی ہے میرے مولا اس میں بڑے بڑے انعامات ہوتے ہیں میرے مولا یا اللہ یہ گھبراہٹیں خوف ہمارے سینے سے نکال دے اور جس کسی حالت میں ہمیں تو ڈالے اس میں صبر کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما ہمت نصیب فرما اور جتنے حالات ہیں اس میں زیادہ سے زیادہ تیری طرف رجوع کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما تو تیری زیادہ ذکر کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما تجھ سے زیادہ مانگنے کی توفیق فرما بجائے اس کے ہم گھبرا جائیں خوف زدہ ہو جائیں الٹی سیدھی باتیں ہمارے زبان سے نکلنے لگیں میرے مولا یہ حالات تو آنے آنے ہوتے ہیں زندگی میں یا کریم یہ سبق بھی تو نے ہمیں رمضان سے سکھا دیا یا اللہ جتنی اسباق اور سبق تو نے ہمیں تقوی کے ہمیں سکھائے میرے مولا یا کریم ہمیں اس پہ قائم و دائم رکھنا یا اللہ ہم پہ عمل کرنے کی توفیق ہے یہ تین عمل ہماری زندگی میں جاری فرما دینا جو انعام تو نے دیے ہیں ذکر اللہ استغفر اللہ اور جنت کی تیاریاں اور دوزخ سے دوری کے معاملات کرنے میرے مولا گناہوں سے بچنا یا اللہ اس میں قائم اور دائم فرما دینا یا میرے مولا یا میرے مولا یا میرے مولا تمہیں ہم پھر دوبارہ رمضان نصیب فرما دینا اسی حالت میں جیسے اس دفعہ رمضان نصیب فرمائے اسی سکون کے ساتھ اسی صحت و عافیت کے ساتھ میرے مولا پھر ہمیں رمضان نصیب فرما دینا یا کریم ہم تجھ سے معافی مانگتے ہیں ہم اس رمضان کا حق ادا نہیں کر سکے یا اللہ ہم معافی چاہتے ہیں تجھ سے یا کریم تو ہمیں بہت درگزر کرنے والا ہے بہت کرم کرنے والا ہے یا اللہ بس آخری گزارش یہ ہے کہ میرے مولا ہماری نادانیوں کو معاف فرما دینا جو ہم سے رمضان کے اندر ہوئی جو گستاخی ہوئی میرے مولا جو کچھ ہم حق ادا نہ کر سکے اس رمضان کا میرے مولا یا اللہ جو بھی کوتاہیاں غفلت ہوئی میرے مولا اپنے فضل سے آج شب جائزہ ہے میرے مولا میں ان کو بھی معاف فرما دینا اور ہمیں ان انعام والوں میں ہمیں لسٹ میں نام لکھ لینا جو اعلیٰ درجے کے انعام پانے والے ہیں اور جن کو تم نے آج منتخب کر لیا ہے جن کے تو ایک بہت بڑا مژدہ سنائے گا اور خوشخبری سنائے گا جاؤ میں تم سے راضی ہو گیا سبحان اللہ یا اللہ آج تو ہم سے راضی ہو جا ہمارے ماں باپ کو بخش دے یا اللہ ہمارے رشتے داروں کو بخش دے یا اللہ ہمارے پورے رشتے داروں کو بخش دے یا اللہ ہمارے جانے والوں کو بخش دے یا کریم تو سب کو بخش دے میرے مولا پوری امت کو بخش دے یا کریم یا اللہ میرے شیخ کو سارے جتنے بھی انعامات جو میں نے میرے مولا ٹوٹی پھوٹی عبادتیں کی جو بھی کچھ میں نے کیا اس کا سارا ثواب میں اپنے شیخ کی خدمت خدمت میں پیش کرتا ہوں. میں نے بولا اس کے درجات کو بلند فرا, میرے حضرت کو اتنا بلند کر کے سارے مشائخ اس پہ رش کریں, سارے اپنے ساتھیوں کا ثواب اس کی خدمت میں پیش کرتا ہوں اپنے شیخ کے ذریعے, جس کے ذریعے اس میں نام لینا سیکھا اور ذکر سیکھا. میں نے بولا میں پھر بھی اس کا احسان نہیں اتار سکتا. میں نے بولا یا کریم تو اپنے فضل کم سے آپ ہی اس کا ان کا احسان اتار سکتے ہیں. میرے مولا میں نے یا اللہ تو ہماری دعا کو قبول فرما. واخر دعوانا الحمد للہ رب العالمین, وصلی اللہ تعالیٰ علی خیر خلقہ نور عرشہ زینت فرشہ وآلہ وصحبہ اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین. آمین.